opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Redding and Shasta County. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty here, in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment today. Welcome to our show. My co-host this morning is my good buddy, Robert Balky. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, man. How you
good.
Been?
I've been good, yeah.
Good. Your beard is looking fantastic.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Thanks for not saying anything about mine.
I think it's getting there.
I got up this morning, my wife said, how long is that going to go on?
Right.
I said, hey, what's the problem, man? Like, well, you're getting away with the patchiness because it's gray, and so it just looks like it's gray and patchy. But,
dang, she's vicious.
She said, but the mustache is okay.
Right, yeah. I like the stash.
Yeah, the stash is working a little bit. But I don't know how long it's going to go on. You know, this happens about once every 2 years with me.
Yeah.
I just feel like I want to enter my peer group and try it.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Yeah, but it's amazing to me that genetically some people just can't grow facial hair.
Even if they want to, you know?
But I'm having fun with it anyway, and yours is looking fantastic and not. And, I just wanted to thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're going to have a great show with Catalyst Mentoring coming in.
Some great folks.
Yep. Let's start today off with the weather. Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We got a phone call, so.
Oh, let's hear it. Hang on. Already. So anyway, while Jared's getting the phone, did you have a great weekend?
I did, yeah. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So our caller is Carl.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh, the boss man.
Yeah, we get in trouble already. Yeah,
listen for the helicopter in the background, right? and the gunfire and the cigars.
I can smell the cigars from here.
I can smell them, man. Colonel Bott, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know what? I always have to check just to make sure that we're, you know, the FCC is not sending a team out.
What's the problem? We got the delay button.
I just needed to say that the hair on your face. You have more hair on your butt than you have. Can I say that?
You can say it. It's fine, man. You know what? I got it.
Can I say that is so gross? You guys are gross.
I'm sorry, Linda. I'm sorry. Yeah. Lisa says the hair on my face is gross, and Carl's saying the hair on my butt is gross. That's horrible.
What I said is you have more hair. Oh, what?
I know what you said, and what's worrisome. What's worrisome is you know that.
and here's the deal: we all forgot. You guys are on the air. People are listening to this. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's listening.
Okay. Hey, look. Thanks a lot, there, my brother, for helping while we're on assignment. And you always do a great job. Robert, you know what? We may have met, and I'm sure we have. But you're a great guy. The things you do for our community, and I just want to applaud you for that.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
And I read about what happened, and it's just absolutely horrible. But I'm glad it turned out good.
Yeah, us too. Yeah, we appreciate that.
You know, and we're going to have a productive conversation this morning, Carl, about. The processes and procedures that we have in place that are supposed to, you know, negate that.
Supposed to protect us.
And it's a scary thing when it hits home, you know.
And, you know, and every time we turn around, there's another group that's being released. Anyway, I'm sure you all covered. Anyway, but thanks a lot, guys. But when you were talking about your facial hair, I'm sorry. I could not I could not resist.
Hey, since I saw you last week, it's grown some.
Just some.
I want you to know that.
He's doing good with the beard.
Yeah, I'm working on it, man.
Okay, I got it. All right, well, look, have a great day.
All right, brother, I love you. You guys travel safe, okay?
Love you, too.
All right, bye. All right, so that was fun. We always, yeah. I don't think he calls in and checks on the other hosts.
I doubt it.
I think he wants me to know that he's listening, so yeah. I can't get too far off the rails.
Right. Don't get off track.
Right on. All right, listening. Jared, let's go back to that weather, okay, sir?
All right, it's currently 68 degrees right now. Sorry, I got a little off track. Today's going to be a high of 101, a low of 64. Tomorrow, a high of 97, a low of 60. On Wednesday, a high of 90, a low of 56. On Thursday, a high of 90, a low of 57. And Friday, a high of around 91 with a low of 57. It looks like it's just going to be nice in the 90s.
You know what?
Like when the summer starts and it's like gets to 90, I'm like, no, it's already 90. And then, like, at this point in summer, it's 90, and I'm like, oh, it's 90. It's 90.
Oh, I know. It's so nice. Nice.
Yeah. Right.
So nice. It's almost over, you know. And I always, you know, tell people, when I was a kid, it seemed like I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, my wife always told me it's because you had shorts on, and you're always wet. You got the sprinklers, and you know, you were playing games with the hose, and, you know, you never thought about it. You'd have to work all day in the heat.
Right.
I'm like, I got that.
That's probably it.
You know, but I'm not complaining. There are worse places to work than a gun range.
Right.
So I see the guys building roofs and all kind of stuff in that heat, and I'm like, dang, thank you very much for you. All you tradespeople who are out there in 110-degree weather. Making our community better. So thank you for that this morning. Yeah, mm-hmm. big time. Also got to say good morning to all of my friends over at the House of Realty. As you know, I'm a budding realtor. And, I'm starting to get some traction in that and getting excited about it. Yeah, showed a house yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, came off the gun range and went home and got I call them my realtor clothes. You know, which is a collared shirt and a pair of jeans.
Heck yeah. Styled your beard and went out the door.
I combed it.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to ask for beard oil for my birthday.
Some beard oil? Some beard balm?
Yeah, November 2nd. I'm asking for beard balm. Yeah,
okay.
My wife's going to laugh.
That's good. You can get some locally made stuff for me.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah, I make my own. Look at this.
No way.
Giant beard. I'm not buying it.
That looks fantastic.
I'll bring you some in.
I was wondering if Rogaine worked on your chin.
Possibly. I need it for my head.
At least I can grow hair on my head.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're lucky.
Hey, good morning to all my friends at House of Realty. Bruce, Rob, Joyce, Cameron, Linda, Jackie, Diantha, Jacob, Athena, Steve, Seth, Jeannie, and Heather. Good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you guys out there and all the leadership you provided me as I've taken off on this new journey. I don't know how to jump into this conversation with you, but I'm just going to kind of lay it out there right now, right?
Yeah,
because Catalyst Mentoring is coming in at 8, and I really want to kind of dig into what they got going on.
Because they're a great group.
Great group. So, you know, everybody knows to set the stage here that, you know, you started United Shasta.
Yeah.
Right?
And
maybe you and some friends. Now I've got you and a few hundred friends. Right?
Yeah.
And the group is incredible. I'm always asking when I'm on the air for money for United Shasta because I know that you guys spend a lot of money.
We do.
Right?
Yeah.
And you guys have a website?
Yeah, unitedshasta.org.
So go to unitedshasta.org and donate if you can.
Yeah, there's a donate button if you can. If not, just check it out, share it. Go to Facebook, Instagram.
Right. And give us kind of a rundown on your missions and maybe some of the local missions you've done lately and what you got going on.
I mean, really, for United Shasta, our mission is just to help anybody that we can. If you have an issue or a problem, you just reach out, and we'll see if we can help you with that. If that's from yard work to picking up a broken down washing machine and taking it to the dump, like I did on Saturday. Or, you know, we took over Kim Chamberlain's part of the park, the Veterans Memorial Park in Anderson, River Park. We took over that. We adopted that. So Saturday we cleaned that, did a bunch of gardening, which I don't have a very good green thumb, so I weed-eated it and stuff.
Yes.
We made it look good. It deserved, you know, to be honored, and Kim asked us to take it over, so we did. So we got a bunch of parks, trails. I mean, we're just involved in everything.
You certainly are.
Yeah, we try to be.
And some individuals also. If someone needs help, they contact United Jazz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you run them through the filter to make sure it's not some dude like me trying to watch football instead of mow my lawn.
Instead of mow your lawn. Yeah,
and then
we ask about family, finance. You know, we just ask the hard questions because people don't like to be taken advantage of.
Right. Absolutely.
But that once those questions are answered, yeah, we'll come out. We'll do whatever it takes.
I think
get on the waiting
list.
Yeah.
Not a dime spent on their behalf. Just
show
up.
Yeah, exactly. If they want to donate, they can. If they want to give us some water, some food, a hug, whatever, we're good with it. We're just here to help.
That's fantastic, man. That warms my heart. We need more of that. You know, one of the things that I've always thought about was when we elect, appoint, hire, whatever, a community leader, I want to go back and see what they did for their community before they got paid to do it.
Yeah, it's important, I think.
It's so important, you know. And I think we'd be surprised if we took a look that there maybe not a lot of them have never done anything for their community except for get paid to do it.
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
But I don't know. I like the community leaders that run for office,
mm-hmm.
that we hire at the city or the county or wherever to lead us or to make decisions that affect our daily quality of life. What have you done for the community before we decide to begin paying you?
What do you know about our quality of life? That's really, you know, the question.
What
are you doing to help it constantly, every day of your life in the past 5 years, 10 years, whatever that looks like? What are you doing to deserve?
Did you care before?
To help us lead.
Did you care before?
Right.
Because I know you might care now because we're getting ready to pay you.
Yeah.
But that care will go away once that pay becomes an entitlement. Right. Once you've been paid for 5 years and you know, you're not going to lose that pay. You know, will you still care? That's the question.
Hopefully so.
That's the question. Well, and I think a lot of them do. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them. I'm not saying they don't.
Uh-uh.
I'm not speaking in generalities here, but you know, you get somebody like, you know, Joe Biden, who's been in politics for 47 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What could he have done before that possibly?
Right.
And I'm not dogging Joe Biden today. I'm off the Joe Biden
train. You're off the Joe Biden train?
Yeah. I think everybody knows the deal there. Right?
Yeah.
I think everybody knows the deal with that. And, you know, we try to tell you.
Yeah, right. That's it.
We try to tell you.
Yeah, but I definitely agree. Our leaders here, you know, our community leaders, a lot of us don't want to talk about politics.
No. No.
Or be in politics, but at some point, some of us have to say, man, what can we do? What can we do more?
There was a time when someone said, hey, Ted, you should run for city council. Or, hey, Ted, you should run for... And I'd like, no way, man.
Right.
I grew up in Cottonwood. You know, I raised a lot of heck down there. I don't want to digging up all that stuff. But the bottom line is, someone said it to me last Sunday. I said, man, you know what? Maybe. You know, maybe Carl always says to me, man, you should be a politician. You're great. And I'm like, no, but now I'm like, man, someone's got to do this thing.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to do it. So, you know what? We're bumping up against our first break. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And then we'll come back and we'll kind of dissect this thing some more. Maybe we'll get some call-ins that can help shed some light on this whole situation with you and your daughter and the attempted kidnapping and all that, okay?
Sounds good.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Is our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. Having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222. We'll be right back.
Californians can make history this summer. First by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot, electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. My family came to California during the Gold Rush. Since that time, the state has seen world wars, depressions, earthquakes, and more. It hasn't been easy, and we still have big problems. But I'm telling you right now, don't be discouraged. I'm running for governor because we can make a difference. I'm an optimist, and I've pitched my tent in the land of hope. We will get our homeless mandatory care and housing. We will build power and water supplies so we don't suffer blackouts and rationing. We will save Prop 13 and cut high taxes. Working together, we will put California right back on top. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor. Thank you.
Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Take away my inhibition. Take away my solitude. Fire me up with your resistance.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Raise your hand if you like Bob Seger. Oh, we
all
love
hands us.
Are up. Seger. Yep. Yeah. All hands are up from right. The studio. Right on. Good for Bob Seger, man. He's been doing it a long time and he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here with Robert Balky, talking a little bit about community issues. Now, two things that I want to put out there right now is our community is still great.
Oh, yeah.
Our community is fantastic,
yeah,
right?
It's amazing.
We are the best California,
yeah,
in my mind.
Yeah. Right? I love Shasta County. Everything.
The people in Shasta County, mm-hmm, the volunteerism, the community support.
Yeah, the heart.
The heart
of Shasta County is amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, who doesn't want to live in a place where you can snow ski and water ski in the same day?
Right. Right? Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
I mean, it's just so great. I love everything about it. The heat is, you know, but here's the thing about the heat. We do not have traffic in Shasta County because in July of every year, thousands and thousands and thousands of people stop in Redding to get gas.
Right.
And the man the husband steps in the family. The husband steps out, takes a look around, and says, "Man, I'd love to live here." Right? The wife steps out, and she feels that hate. She's like, "Don't even think about it. Kids, get back in the car. You're gonna burn your feet off." Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that keeps it. We have to be more hardy. Mm-hmm. Than the rest of California to get by. But you know what? About this time of year, my spirits come up. I'm like, hey, guess what? It's almost fall.
It's almost over.
We're going to have Halloween. We're going to have Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
Hunting season is coming.
I'm telling you, I used to really love summertime. And now with the fires every year.
Oh, man.
You know, that's I don't mind the heat. I like the heat. I'm not a big cold fan. I wouldn't go snow skiing. I don't like the snow.
No, but, you don't.
No, uh-uh. But with the fires, man, I do not enjoy summer. I dread it every year because of all of the folks that are having to deal with the fires.
Well, the heartache, the tragedy.
Yeah, it's intense.
Losing your home.
Yeah. Know. Or just evacuating, or all of our firefighters, you know, having to be out there battling it, or our first responders for that, you know, in that case, out there battling fires and being away from home. And, you know, it's a tough time of year.
Isn't it an interesting phenomenon that this is now? I mean, I was born in Los Angeles, but I was raised here. This never happened when we were kids.
Right.
Which is so.
I definitely don't remember it. No. If it did.
No, definitely did not get socked in,
yeah,
with smoke.
Yeah,
and I would remember that as a child.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah,
that'd be traumatic.
All of our, like I said, all of our family and friends, you know, everywhere fighting fires. One of my good friends, Reese, he was in Montana fighting that fire in Montana. You know, I think he should be home now, but yeah, man, he took off. He's been gone for like a month.
Well, good morning to Reese.
Yeah, I hope you're home, buddy. Hope you drove safe.
Hope you're sleeping in today.
Yeah,
you deserve it, brother.
Yeah.
So, you know, moving past the fires.
Yeah.
So, first off, we live in a great place, but it does have been getting some issues, more issues, you know.
Yeah.
And local government needs to be able to deal with those issues. Now, the entire state is dealing with homelessness and the criminality that is attached to that. And you cannot tell me, you can call in and argue with me, you can do whatever you want, but you cannot tell me that homelessness does not lead to criminality. It does, because homeless people, there is a section or a demographic of the homeless population that is already wanted for a crime.
Right.
And they're homeless because if they go to a home, they're going to get caught. They know that. Right.
Right.
Now, there's also a section that is mentally ill. I got that.
Yeah, mental health is huge.
There's also a very slim section of people that are absolutely down in their luck and need our help.
Yeah.
And I'd get up early, and you'd get up early, and I'd check a spot on my taxes that says, hey, will you give $100 to help pay housing for a homeless family? Wouldn't you do that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I give up my 100%. Time all the time, yeah.
Yeah, well, you already do.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of folks in our homeless community that are just down on their luck, that have had rough times, whatever that looks like, and they're good folks, and people will know if you go out there into the camps or go talk to the people, they're the ones that are brushing the dirt with leaves to create a clean camp.
Right.
You can give them garbage bags and they will fill them, and you can take their garbage with you or whatever that looks like. There's good folks out there. Unfortunately, they are criminalized because they are committing crimes. They're camping illegally. But there is definitely a lot of just straight criminals that are on the streets, that are homeless, that are just shooting up every day, that have to steal to survive. And it's sad. A lot of them, it does stem just straight from mental health. We have no mental health for, you know, regardless for anybody, really. For if we're talking about our homeless, our veterans, our children, as most people know, my daughter was almost kidnapped Friday the 20th. To find a counselor for a child is impossible.
What?
Mental health is insane. There's no mental health. Oh, yeah, to find a counselor that has availability for my children to speak to is almost impossible. Luckily, I have meetings all week this week, and I'm sure some of the amazing folks that I'm going to sit down with are going to have somebody that we can pay or whatever that looks like, that my kids can talk to.
So you're trying to get them into some mental health counseling, and is it availability?
It's just availability, yeah. There just is none. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that when we come back after this break because, you know, I'm very interested in that because that's a shortfall.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shortfall that we have. Yeah. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond since 2004, 16 years in the same location off Caterpillar Road. Mike's a good buddy of ours. I think he's been in here with us, hosting the show. Was at my house the other day doing some, looking at some granite work and, two sons, one in the Navy, one in the Army.
Oh, wow.
And he's a veteran himself.
Right on. Good, good.
Great, history, a great tradition of service in Mike Huber's, family at Estate Granite. Give Mike a call at 241-STONE. We'll be right back. This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111. Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment.
The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, live on stage in the Event Center.
This highly entertaining stand-up comedy and magic show is rated funny, laughter for all. Starring Steve Mazan, Jake Daniels, Tony DeJamco, and Mark Key.
Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, Thursday, September 9th.
Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. Prepare to have a blast. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at the River Club and windriver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.shastaregional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Job Fair, Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy and Robert Balkan this morning for Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. I'm so glad you're here with me today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I mean, I'm really, really, really enjoying this conversation. Our guest this morning that just joined us is Dr. Karen Ramstrom, Health Officer for the Shasta County Health and Human Service Agency, and the Public Information Officer, Carrie Schutte. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to the show. And thank you for coming in to give us a COVID update. Very, very important topic that I think we should all be listening to. Nobody is blowing off COVID anymore. It's a weird thing. They were at first, right? I don't know if
everybody's getting it.
Yeah. I teach, you know, classes every weekend, and we always have a COVID talk, right, about how important it is and this and that. It's really hit home. My entire family's had COVID. I was hospitalized in November. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So sorry to hear that.
With COVID and dangerous, dangerous virus and surging again. My wife is a medical professional up at Mercy, Dignity Health, Common Spirit, whatever it is now. And so I care about it quite a bit. So what is going on and what does the public need to know about what's going on with COVID right now in our community?
Well, we'll start you off with just some numbers right now. As of last week, we had 141 new cases on Thursday. That was the last day we did numbers. We'll have Friday's and the weekend's numbers this afternoon. We've got 90 people in the hospital, and as you mentioned, that is not fun. And we've also had, of those 90, we've got 22 who are in the intensive care unit. So folks like your wife and her colleagues are quite busy right now.
I read this morning that the demographic is changing for the deaths, that it's becoming younger. In the hospitals, especially in Los Angeles, they did the research, and younger people are dying from COVID. And it used to be, you know, the elderly and the folks with comorbidities and things like that. But right now it's changing. Is that correct?
That's absolutely true. And talking to colleagues in other counties, I mean, they've had teenagers die. Thankfully, we have not experienced that yet. We definitely are having more people hospitalized who are under the age of 50 and people who have who are normally healthy, which is concerning.
Very, very concerning. Like me, you know. Quite frankly, when I got COVID, it's so funny, I did a count last year. I was 1,254 people taught in a classroom, mostly maskless, right? I mean, I'm a gun trainer, so my hands are on your hands and
sure.
This and that. Without a COVID one, I took, you know, we all had the gloves and we disinfected and we did all the stuff we were supposed to do to keep everybody safe. And I caught it at a wedding.
Oh no.
Yes, family wedding.
Yeah. That's so common.
Yeah.
It's really common.
I think there's 11 out of 14 of us that caught it.
Oh, my goodness.
Because weddings, everyone's hugging and being happy.
Right.
Yeah. And so when I caught it, I'll never forget it. The 8th, I was infected of November. On the 11th, I started showing symptoms. Had class on the 12th. Called my good buddy and director, Mike Moffitt. Mike Moffitt took the class for me. And I thought, well, you know, just like everybody else, I'm healthy as a horse. I'm going to spend a couple of days. I'm going to clean out my safe room. I'm going to clean out the garage. I'm going to watch some TV. And there's no better excuse for not working than being quarantined.
Right.
Well, about the 12th and the 13th, I went down. And on the 20th, I was in the hospital.
Dang.
Yeah, so it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. It looks okay on the outside, but it's not. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I don't know if I cut you off on your numbers.
You
I
did
cut
not.
You
no, not at all.
All right. So, Dr. Ramstrom, what is the prognosis going forward? I mean, is this going to get worse before it gets better, or can we get our hands on it? Can we get our hands around it? And what can we do as a public to try to stave this thing off?
Right. You know, our hospitalizations are going to keep going up until our case numbers start coming down, and our case numbers are still going up, which is concerning. And so that is the question, right, is that in order to prevent hospitalizations, we have to prevent cases, which actually relies on community members and the choices that they make and the behaviors that they have. And so this is really the time for all of us to contribute and do what we can to mask, to wash our hands, to try and limit being around people that we're not around all the time in terms of close contact, and just sort of hunkering down a little bit and just being safer for the next few weeks.
Has anybody here changed their habits since the pandemic started last year. I'm a big time hand washer now. I'm a big time, you know, using the sterilizer on your hands when I walk into a building.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, vaccination is, you know, we have two great tools, right? Vaccination and masking. And I think people are well aware of that. And we really do encourage people to get vaccinated. And I know that there's mixed opinions about that and people have their reservations. But, you know, talk to your doctor. You know, we know that most of the doctors in town are vaccinated. We had a meeting earlier this week, and they've shared that with us. And so hopefully that's reassuring to the community and to their fellow healthcare personnel. And it's absolutely, even if you've had COVID in the past, you actually get a bump in your immunity. We know that people who have had COVID in the past and are unvaccinated are more than twice as likely to get COVID again than people who've had COVID in the past and are not vaccinated. So or who are vaccinated. So, you know, it's really a great tool, and we encourage people, if you haven't been vaccinated yet, to reconsider at this time.
I got that. And that's a healthy attitude, and thank you for that. That's a great statement. I'm not a dude that enjoys anything but freedom. So, I do believe, though, that the testing, the once a week testing or whatever they're doing instead of vaccination, I think that's probably the best thing we can do for the public, and people who work in the public, is to test them when they come in. And I know that's not fun, right? And I know nobody wants to be swabbed once a week or once every 3 days or however long it is. I was vaccinated, but I wanted to be vaccinated before they were talking about mandates and all that. I was going to travel this summer. And so, and it was to Africa, and Africa is in the depths of this thing. I mean, they cannot get their hand on it because they don't have any vaccinations. Mm-hmm. They would give everything they had to get a vaccination in Africa, mm-hmm. right? They just don't have them. I think they're like 1% or 2% or some insanely small amount of the population has access to vaccinations.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. So everywhere you went, I mean, I'm surprised in Africa because, you know, they lock the thing down. They just make it everything mandatory and nobody says anything about it. There's no freedom. They don't know the idea of freedom like we have it here in the United States. So mask everywhere. You know, vaccinations, when they can get them, they would mandate it easily. Every business that you walk into, they have somebody standing at the door. They point at the sterilizer, you know, the hand sanitizer.
The sanitizer,
right?
Make sure you have your mask.
And you gotta have your mask on and, you know, they have the dots all over the floor and all that kind of stuff. So they are really, really working on it. And so I vaccinated because I was moving into that environment and I didn't want to catch it again, you know. I mean,
sure.
I had bilateral pneumonia, I had tubes sticking all out of me, and,
dang.
You know, it was just a horrible, horrible situation. In fact, it was my second trip to the hospital, and that's why I didn't want to go. Because if you go to the ER right now, it is a nightmare, because you're understaffed, you've got all kinds of personnel problems in the hospital. It's like every organization that works with the public, and how some of them want to vaccinate, some of them don't. The ones that don't are fighting the system, and, you know, it's just going on and on, so they're having staff issues and everybody's getting sick. And I mean, I sat there with 102 degree temperature in a wooden chair outside in November for a long time before I could see it. And I didn't want to go back.
Right.
I did not want to go back.
That's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And compared to November, our numbers are much higher in terms of our hospitalizations right now.
Our numbers are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Watching the numbers. Yeah. It's crazy.
And yeah, so,
realistically now from when it started, before it was like, and I think this is happening here in the public, like you before you knew people that had COVID, like, well, I heard of,
right.
Or this person might have. Now it's affecting everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, I know a dozen folks right now that have COVID and they're at home, they're quarantined. There's a kid at Safeway that used to bag our groceries. He was in the hospital.
Oh gosh.
Like he almost didn't make it. He's a 27-year-old, used to wrestle. He's healthy, strong as an ox. And he was in the hospital. I mean, COVID's real. Everybody knows it's real. At some point, we just have to take more precautions than what we're doing.
Sure.
And I don't think it has to do with taking away our freedoms.
Oh, no.
To wear a mask or, because just like you said, you know, in other countries, they don't even have that choice. We for sure have the freedom because we're making the choice.
Yeah.
But they're getting freedoms twisted, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not understanding.
Absolutely. I just thought about this. I'm a 100% infected family. Everybody in my family said COVID.
Yikes.
Yeah, my middle son just got over it. He just got over it. Yeah, he just came out of quarantine and all that. So, and he was sick. So it's a genetic thing, right? I was sick. He was sick. Mm-hmm. My wife, she got it. I mean, she was sick, but not like I was. You know, not like I was. And so everybody we know has COVID. And, you know, I think that maybe, I was talking to Carl about this the other day, I think that maybe we just need to realize that we are going to have this for a while, and we're going to have to take the steps to fight it. It's not just going to go away.
Right.
We have to decide as a community and as a country that this is something that's going to be here, and we are going to have to change our lifestyle and our habits. And,
which we already have. Yeah, most of us already have. Everything's changed dramatically.
Yeah.
Most of us already have. Ladies, I hope you can stay after the break. We stay after the break. Do you have anything else to say?
If you've got more questions for us, we can stay for a little bit.
Yeah. Let's do that. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, I'd like you to come back. This is a great conversation. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here with my co-host, Robert Balky.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on assignment. Carl just called in and told me that I should let you guys talk more. I guess I'm a prolific talker. I don't know. But I'm here with Carrie Schutte, the public information officer, and Dr. Karen Ramstrom, the health officer from the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency. And on break, you know, we were talking about trying to change perception, you know. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ramstrom, you said, and it was very important, that it's good to hear from just community members, nobody in charge, nobody who has a title or anything like that, right, about how important it is that we actually think about changing our habits and just washing our hands and sanitizing and things like that.
Yeah, we don't have to go to extremes. Like, I don't personally, I'm not telling people run out and get the vaccination, or, you know, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do. But if we just change this a little bit every day of our cleanliness, we could definitely do something different. You know, just keep using hand sanitizer, wash your hands, like, be clean.
Absolutely.
That shouldn't be too tough to ask.
Dr. Ramstrom, why do you think, what is the biggest pushback right now that you're feeling? And I know you feel a lot of it because I'm on social media and I see it and I see it on TV. And what do you think the biggest pushback is from the public about changing these habits and about, you know, wearing a mask or whatever they have to do to make other people safe?
You know, I don't know if it's pushback, but I do think the public is challenged to know what's true. And you know, this is a new thing. And so we have new information all the time. And so how do you sift through that as someone who's not a scientist or not in the healthcare field? And we're challenged to try and tease that apart and make sure people have the best information and recognizing that things can change over time because we learn more, right? And so that's a good thing. But it's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep up on what the new recommendations are.
And one of the biggest issues with me and everybody is lately, maybe the past 10 years, maybe my entire adult life, but really in the past 10 years, I have a filter up, right? And that filter says this is a government person, and the government person is programmed or directed to tell me something. And I got to figure out what's good for me and not what's good for the government, right? I'm distrustful of the government. Sure. I just am.
Right? Yeah.
And everybody is a little bit.
Well, especially in Shasta County. I think that's big. Yeah, big. We've watched so many government, I don't even know how to say that without it being rude, but we've just watched a lot of things happen where we don't trust the government at this point, where we're like, whoa.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because I don't know, we focus on health and, you know, the national professional organizations and guidelines that we look at and what we pull together is, you know, these science nerds are the ones who generate it, right? And so they that's where they're coming from, is they really want good information to get out. And so it might be a little bit different. I don't know. It's their motivation is to make sure people have good information, even if it changes over time. I mean, that's what we do. And so I don't know if that helps at all, but, you know, these are people in their labs and in their you know, doing their research at their academic centers and doctors doing research in their medical centers and making sure they generate information that's helpful to the public.
Right.
So I don't know if you've had an opinion on this, but I hardly do. Dr. Fauci, okay, is he a media guy, government guy, budding B star? What is he, really?
He is one of our most experienced and knowledgeable infectious disease experts in the nation. And, you know, like I said, science changes, and he's the one who's challenged with trying to help the public understand that.
So, really, his intentions are correct, good, and his heart is pure, and he is doing his best to put out that information, and it's being twisted, and the narrative is changing, and, you know, this and that. Do you believe that?
I think that's a good description.
Okay.
I mean, I think regardless of, like, their jobs are, man, your guys' jobs are tough. Because let's look at it in two perspectives. You guys came out and said you guys need a mask and get a vaccine. Nobody wants to. They're like, nope, we're not going to do it. If you hadn't taken that stand and mandated and followed the CDC and were like, all right, Shasta County, you do you, and people really started dying, you guys would get blamed anyways. Like, no matter what, you're the bad guy, and it's terrible.
Yeah, Health and Human Services.
Yeah,
right.
No matter what.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I think the hardest thing is that we have these prevention tools, and so it's just heartbreaking when we see people in the hospitalization and people die when we know that they can be preventable deaths. That's what's heartbreaking.
And I could tell you this. I'm not a masker every day. Right? Mm-hmm. I just don't wear a mask every day. I do try to distance. I mean, my habits have changed. And if I go someplace where I have to wear a mask, I will. But I have not gone to places where I have to wear a mask, and I just won't go. Yeah. Concerts and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I got to wear a mask. Yeah, I'm probably not going to go there.
We definitely avoid a lot of different areas that we would have gone to before. I mean, I'm usually pretty social. We usually go everywhere, but not anymore. And yet, I'm the same way. I don't really mask up, but I don't really go anywhere anymore. We go home. I go to work. I come here.
It's hard for the economy because I don't go out. I don't, you know, I mean, I was not a bar hopper, but I enjoyed my social time.
Yeah, right.
And restaurants and things like
that,
right? Yeah,
go get a steak or something, but.
I don't anymore.
Oh, we'll hit up the drive-thru. Taco Bell. That's why I'm immune to it all.
Yeah, two chicken soft tacos, please.
Yeah. That's another subject.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
talk to you guys
Taco
next
Bell.
Week about that.
Yeah, all right.
I'm a fast food guy. I love fast food.
Yeah. It's true.
So the idea that is it catching on? Is it turning? Is the public perception turning? You guys know because you're in a position to know.
No, Carrie, you take the calls all the time.
A little bit. I would say a little bit. There are people who, you know, we have a new couple graphics on our website that we've shared on social media that show the difference between the number of people who are hospitalized, who are vaccinated and unvaccinated.
Yeah.
And those are just numbers. That's not us making a statement of any kind. We're just saying in the hospital with COVID, there's this many. Right now it's 116 who are unvaccinated and 8 who are vaccinated. To me, that says something. And so people are seeing that, and we've heard kind of anecdotally people saying, yeah, boy, you know, that's really a lot. And now that I'm kind of learning more and seeing more about that, then I think it might be time for me to get that vaccine.
And those numbers are solid. It's always 95%.
Yep.
I've never seen
Everywhere.
It less than 95% unvaccinated.
Correct.
When I got it, I was unvaccinated, and when every one of my family members got it, they were unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that says a lot. And when you start telling people, when you start, especially, I mean, God forbid they lose a family member. But when they do, that's got to affect them.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
you know, it's
really,
got
really
to affect
bad.
Them. And, or somebody they know, right? So hopefully that helps out on the decision-making process. But again, I'm a freedom person. I got it. Everybody knows the consequences and risk. There's risk to everything. Like Dr. Ransom, you said earlier, hey, guess what? There's risk to getting COVID that we don't know about, right? 10 years down the line, something might come up with me, and they're like, yeah, because of the COVID virus, right? But
or the vaccine.
There's also a risk to vaccines.
Yeah.
Right? There's no question. We can't argue that. There is a risk to that vaccine. I chose to take the risk on the vaccine because of my experience and because I was going to travel. And quite frankly, when I was in the Army, I had stuff stuck in my body I didn't know one thing about. I guarantee you it wasn't FDA approved.
Carl
right?
says the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. They would just line you up.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what's this? Don't worry about it. Bang, bang, bang.
None
bang.
Of your business.
Sometimes 3 and 4 a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? And then we took pills every day, too. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in the desert, give nerve gas and anthrax and all this other stuff that's going on. You just put the stuff in your body. So maybe I'm a little bit more tolerant of that.
Right.
But I took my risk with the vaccine. You take your risk with the virus. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start talking about 95% hospitalized, man, that's pretty solid numbers right there.
Yeah.
Unvaccinated.
Yeah. The numbers definitely aren't lying. But we haven't got vaccinated in our household.
Right.
Yeah. I think it just comes down to stubbornness. And
freedom.
And straight up, yeah, like people have told me to get vaccinated. I'm like, no. I'm not wearing pants today either. Don't tell me what to do.
It's freedom. I don't eat fish.
Right?
Fish is horrible. Yeah. This is America. You have to do that. Yeah.
I think that's a really common mindset. And I would just say that, you know, I understand it completely. Nobody likes to be told what to do.
Right.
That's human nature, right? You know, but, you know, our principles won't protect us right now, I don't know. I just encourage you to be careful.
Right, and I do. Yeah. So we take other steps instead of being vaccinated. We
All
take
right,
other
we're
steps.
Up against a hard break. Dr. Ramstrom, Carrie, thank you for coming in today.
Thank
it was
you
a fantastic conversation.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank
right,
you.
Thank you.
You guys have a nice day. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta, Reading.
.com. I'm Rich Thomason. People are now getting back out on the rubble-strewn streets of New Orleans, a city blasted by Hurricane Ida. Along with widespread property damage, there's severe flooding. Countless roads are closed, some people trapped in their homes. More than a million utility customers without power. And while Ida is now a tropical storm, it does remain very dangerous, unleashing flooding rains.
Especially over inland areas of Mississippi, Alabama, and then spreading into Tennessee and Kentucky over the next 1 to 3 days.
The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin says tornadoes are also possible, spawned by the storm as it continues to march across the southeast. The Afghanistan evacuation mission is winding down.
122,000 were evacuated, approximately 5,400 Americans.
General Hank Taylor at the Pentagon, some congressional Republicans have gone on the warpath, furious with President Biden's handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal.
They're calling for his resignation, impeachment, and even for the 25th Amendment to be invoked to end his presidency. Some of the GOP lawmakers pushing for President Biden's ouster are familiar voices of the opposition, like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who called for impeachment, Representative Madison Cawthorn, who urged Mr. Biden's cabinet to remove him from office via the 25th Amendment, and Senator Josh Hawley, who demanded that Mr. Biden resign. Democrat-turned-Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew introduced a resolution with a dozen colleagues to censure the president. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The U.S. military says 5 rockets targeted the Kabul airport earlier today. American forces on the airfield using a missile defense system to intercept each of those rockets. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. Right now, the Dow is up 32 points. The Nasdaq trading 132 points higher, and the S&P is up 24 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I worked with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit. And we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year. Finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle. And they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park, Grove, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The UN's Atomic Agency says North Korea appears to have restarted its main nuclear reactor used to produce weapons-grade fuel.
The annual report by the International Atomic Energy Agency comes as North Korea openly threatens to enlarge its nuclear arsenal amid long-dormant nuclear diplomacy with the United States. The report refers to a 5-megawatt reactor at the North's main nuclear complex in Yongbyon, north of Pyongyang. The reactor produces plutonium, one of the two key ingredients to build nuclear weapons, along with highly enriched uranium.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Cuban government says it will recognize and regulate cryptocurrencies for payments on the island. Resolution published in the Official Gazette says the central bank will set rules for such currencies and determine how to license providers of related services within Cuba. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Salt substitutes work. That's the bottom line of a large-scale health study.
21,000 Chinese villagers with a history of strokes or high blood pressure took part in the study. Half received a salt substitute, which had some sodium chloride extracted and replaced with potassium chloride, which can help lower blood pressure. After 5 years, 3,000 participants had suffered a stroke, but for those on the salt substitute, the proportion was 14% lower and there were 12% fewer premature deaths.
The BBC's Simon Dedman. The 2-week-old Caldor fire prompting more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin in Northern California. Officials describe the fire as more aggressive than anticipated as it continues, edging ever closer to Lake Tahoe. Once again on Wall Street this hour, stocks higher, the Dow is up 26 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All aboard!
Radio, Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. And I guess, Robert, you must be in for Linda.
Yeah, I'm the pretty one, can't you tell?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're the pretty one, that's for sure, between the two of us. You ever notice how you can really kind of understand what Ozzy Osbourne is saying when he's singing, but you can't understand a word he's saying other than that?
Anymore.
Yeah, that's nuts, right? All right. We are joined this morning with Breanne Fraga and Jenna Berry from Catalyst Mentoring.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Catalyst Mentoring, of course, everybody on my show is always a community leader. So Catalyst Mentoring is a community service organization who provides good mentorship, right?
Yeah.
To our young people. So, Jenna, tell us a little bit about Catalyst Mentoring, where it started, who got the idea, how it came about, and what you do.
Yeah, okay. That's a lot.
Right. But
that was a lot.
So, I'll just hopefully check all these boxes off.
Right on.
But Catalyst got started a couple of years ago by Aaron Hayes, actually. He had this vision of investing in the future of our city by investing in the youth of our city, because the youth are our future. Right? And they're dealing with all these same hardships that we deal with as adults, but without the support that we have and without the experience that we have to deal with it. So Aaron pulled together a whole bunch of other nonprofits that did mentoring and got us all involved doing training together. So he was kind of providing the training for nonprofits and the support that other nonprofits that did mentoring needed. And we did that for quite a few years and really enjoyed that. But what we found is that we really wanted to be able to connect mentors directly with students ourselves. And so we had some schools reach out to us and ask us if we could do that on their campus. So about 3 years ago, we started a school mentoring program during lunchtime. So there's no barriers for kids to get there because it's during their lunchtime. They're already at school. We make sure that they get to cut the line and get their lunch first.
Oh,
so there's some like perks to being in this,
absolutely.
Right? And then we pair them with mentors from our community. So they're everyday people who have been willing to give us an hour of their time. So they invest an hour of time into these kids. They show up every week. They know their names. They check in with them. They're doing the hard work, which is just showing up and being consistent. And so we do that at schools. And then last year with COVID, school shut down. Nobody was allowed on campus. We are, I would like to say a nicer word, but we're just really insanely stubborn at Catalyst. And so
wrong with that.
We
That's
were
good.
Like,
yeah.
we will find a way. We will for sure help kids no matter what it looks like. So we tried to do online mentoring, and parents were like, we can't do another Zoom meeting. We cannot do one more Zoom meeting. So we set up our office in such a way that we could do the social distancing. We could respect all of the COVID boundaries, but we could still have kids meeting with mentors. So we got a new office this year, and that was such a perfect space. And Chronic, who's here with me, Bree, and her team did a big golf fundraiser for us, and we were able to use some of that money to decorate the space. And if you know Holly Rossin at Chronic, she's an amazing, like, force of nature. And she came in and decorated it and made the space feel so safe. And, like, kids come in and take off their shoes and grab a snack and just, like, snuggle into the couch to talk to their mentor. It's, like, the best thing you've ever seen.
Wow.
It just, every kid.
I wanna come in
there. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone, like even snacks. The mentors come in and they're like, I feel so safe here. Like, it's just a good, comfy, cozy space. And so we did that all year. It worked out really great. We were able to serve lots of students, which was wonderful. And now, as things are kind of shifting, we're looking at doing both, because some schools are still really shut down and can't have people in. Some schools have a little bit more leeway, and so we'll be on some campuses, and then we'll be in our office, and we'll just be mentoring. We'll be showing up for kids, but we always need more mentors. We will never have enough, because there's just so many kids in our city who need people. I mean, I believe every kid needs a mentor, but
I agree completely.
Yeah. So we will never have enough mentors. So we always are looking for people who can give us an hour of their time. We train them. We make sure they're supported. We give them all the tools they need to be successful. And then we support them every week and check in with them. So you're never off on your own. You're part of a really fun team of people that do mentoring. And so you're really connected, which is really fun.
So, these kids have one mentor that they're familiar with, comfortable with, and that mentor is helping them you know, navigate, correct?
Yeah,
navigate all
correct.
Of the obstacles,
yes,
because yeah. nothing is more difficult than being a kid.
Oh, my gosh, right?
I mean, I do not want to do that again.
It's all hard things. I watched a kid the other day just struggling so hard with the rules of a game because he was like, I just want to win. And I know that if I play the right way, I'm going to lose. And that sucks, man.
Yeah.
And when you're 9, you're like, I have to win. Like,
right.
I have to figure it out. And so it was this really beautiful moment of a mentor getting to lean in with a kid and be like, man, it's going to be a bummer to lose, but you're going to have this integrity. And you're going to know you did it the right way. And it's like, those are the hard moments that kids need somebody to lean in on.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
it's the silly little things that you don't think about that kids are wrestling with big time. And that moment speaks to huge things later in that kid's life, right?
Oh, man.
Like, it's just Monopoly now, but that looks like, how does he show up for work?
Shoot.
What does he show up for in the future around the world? So, to me, all of those moments are so huge and so impactful. And that's people showing up and giving them your years of experience, your years of losing in Monopoly,
oh, yeah.
your years of figuring out the hard things and then walking people
yeah.
through it. So it's pretty cool.
It's important.
You know what? And this type of mentorship program, you don't even know the difference you're making.
Right.
Right? I mean,
right.
you know,
right.
you pay for your kids to go to college. They finish college. You made a difference.
Yeah.
And that's something that's tangible. But you spend an hour a week.
Right.
With a young person, and I don't know what your age group is. What's your age group?
We have kind of a big one because we just really love to help kids. So we start at fourth grade. We go all the way through high school.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a lot of kids.
And you don't
that's
know.
That's a lot of Monopoly.
Yes, well, it is. That and Uno. We play a lot of Uno.
I'm good on Uno.
Well, the thing about it, I'm thinking is, how do you cheat on Monopoly anyway?
What?
Like, how could you do that?
You want to play
well,
against
Robert
me?
Really?
Yeah.
Let me
you
show
have
you.
You have to be the banker.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Well,
you're
it's
just
true.
Flipping money off the top.
That's it.
There
there's
you go.
Some for you, some for me.
I did not know that.
So, what are you going to be a mentor, Robert?
Oh, God.
Yeah. You're failing the mentor test.
I know, right?
You can't do that.
I can't do that because I cheat at Monopoly.
Yeah.
If I don't, my kids win.
Well.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And so how many mentors do you have?
Well, we have had ranges. COVID definitely impacted us because
sure.
a lot of our mentors were parents, too. And so when COVID hit and they had to be home, we lost quite a few. But this year we had 30 people show up for kids, which to me is amazing. We do
wow.
smaller groups. Mm-hmm. We used to do one-on-one, and what we found is that kids feel like they're being interrogated. So we have built this really fun two-on-one mentoring model, which allows kids to kind of have their silly kid dynamic, and then the mentor gets to just kind of lean into that. It also allows them to coach some of the normal social interactions that kids struggle with. And so we had 30 mentors, but that meant we served 60 kids. So
right.
it was a really cool year for us, but we're going into this place where we'll be on 5 school campuses for sure with the potential of being on up to 10, and we'll be serving kids from over 30 school campuses
Dang.
This year. So I need
Good
mentors.
Good job. That's
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
We are go-getters, which is awesome, and sometimes maybe our eyes are a little bit bigger than our – but I know
– That's okay. That's
I know
fine.
Shasta County, and I know people will show up. That's the
yeah.
thing. Like, we love our kids. We love our community, and I know people are going to show up. So I am just trusting in that, and it'll be a really great year.
And it's just 1 hour a week these mentors have to commit.
Yeah, just 1 hour. We ask you to come for training, so the training is one chunk of time commitment, 1 day. And then besides that, it is 1 hour a week. We check in with you either via text or email, whichever one you prefer, and we set you up for success. We say, this is what we're doing this week. This is your kid will be there. This is the thing that you're going to need to show up at. And then you just show up. It's the same time every week. It's a pretty consistent thing. You can just plop right into your schedule. And then you're
That's
impacting
great.
Lives, and it's only an hour.
Just that showing up
mm-hmm.
is
yes.
showing them what right looks like.
Yes.
Right?
That's
I'm
true.
Just showing up.
Oh, my
right?
gosh.
Whether you show up or not, I'm here.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Consistency. Like, it's so important. And we tell people, like, we get that you get sick and things happen, but communicating with your student, like, hey, I have my doctor's appointment next week and I can't make it, but I'll be back the following week. That buys you so much trust because there's so many people in their lives that don't do what they say. So when you can say, I'm going to show up every week and I'm going to be here, and when I can't be here, you're going to know why, and then I'm going to show up the next week, it is massively powerful in these kids' lives.
That is fantastic. Listen, we're going to take a break, And, Bram, when we come back, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about your role. And Chronic.
Yeah.
Right? Let's give them some love.
Oh, my goodness, and for sure.
And then we'll talk about the golf tourney.
Yeah. Okay?
And then we'll just explore it a little bit more. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is a team of professional NRA instructors providing the most complete CCW training in Northern California. Tactical training, rifle training, shotgun training, pistol training. I've more than one day, in my career, taught a 7-year-old shoot BB gun. So, Northern Firearms Instruction, 530-999-1822, or find us online at www.usgunpro.com. We'll be right back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You want to make a real difference for patients. You want to provide quality, compassionate care. Your work environment should feel like family. You appreciate flexibility.
One of the things I love about working at Shasta Regional is I feel valued as a staff member. They're like family.
If you're ready to work in an environment that supports you, come see the difference at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Join SRMC for an open house and job fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. $15,000 sign-on bonuses are offered for all RNs hired. Meet their directors, talk to current staff, see and feel the difference in an environment that supports you so you can care for our community at the SRMC Job Fair Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit www.ShastaRegional.com or message them on Facebook. Come experience Shasta Regional Medical Center, where passionate people provide quality care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Job Fair, Tuesday, August 31st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a full year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Thank you for that bump music, Jared. Probably one of my favorite songs of all time, the late, great Glenn Frey singing Take It Easy, written by Jackson Brown. The Eagles, I'm an Eagles freak, so Jared knows that. So, all right, we're here with Catalyst Mentoring, and we've been learning a lot about it.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit let's talk to Breanne for just a minute. And from Chronic Disaster Services, right?
Yeah, Chronic Disaster Restoration and Construction.
Sorry. I got it. I got it. I don't feel bad because Carl does that all the time.
Right.
Carl does, you know. And so you became involved with Catalyst Mentoring how?
We became involved with Catalyst Mentoring because it was a mission of ours to support our youth in our community and help raise them up as well. So when we partnered with Jenna last year, we decided to get together with Aaron Hayes as well, and we wanted to bring forth the mission to actually really go out into the community and support our youth, because our youth is what's going to be here in the future for us.
Absolutely. Nice. Mm-hmm. And that's a great statement right there, and a great mission statement, by the way. And how long have you been providing support? Because I know you guys are putting on the golf tournament that we're about to talk about, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And has it been a number of years?
This is the 18th annual golf tournament, but we've been with Catalyst for the last few years.
Okay.
We've been supporting them. And I think they've been here for 3 years.
We have been out on our own for 3 years. We're 5 years old. We started out of the Stirring Church and then launched Spread Wings and are our own nonprofit and non-faith-based 501c3.
I love it. I love it.
That's great.
And so your golf tournament, successful?
Absolutely successful.
It's amazing. I went last year.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah, it was great.
Robert was there with Sign Creation.
Yeah, Brandon and I were there. Yeah. We had our own little hole, and we did some, I think we had cornhole boards out and some beer, possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
we definitely had fun, yeah.
They had a blast. They did. Yeah. They really did.
So 36 teams.
36 teams.
And what course do you guys play on?
We play on Gold Hills.
Okay, great. Yeah. On Gold Hills.
Yeah.
And what's the date?
The date will be September 17th.
Is that a Friday?
Yeah.
That is
Friday.
A Friday.
You get to play hooky from work and come hang out with us and just have an epic day.
Even if it's on a Friday, there's a lot of people there, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we have a good time.
Yeah. There's food. There's everything. Bloody Marys.
Sponsors.
Raffles.
Yeah. Sponsors from all over Reading. And there's businesses that have given us raffle items. We have sponsorships from sign sponsors to tea tents. I mean, we are just so appreciative of all of the community for being involved with us.
Yeah, they show up big for Catalyst. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty crazy. So we at Sign Creations, we've sponsored the signs, right? The tea signs.
Right.
And she sent me the list of sponsors, and I was like, does this list ever end?
I love it.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
amazing.
Such a good deal.
Yeah.
It just shows that our community just supports this on such a huge level.
Yeah.
We do have a great community. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. That's true.
So what do you need still?
We are still looking for sign sponsors, and of course, everybody comes for the raffle items. We're definitely still looking for raffle items, and then also just donations for Catalyst Mentoring.
Great. And you guys have a website they can go to and donate?
Yeah. For Catalyst, it's catalystmentoring.org. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just catalystmentoring.org. You can find out everything on that page. So you can find out a little bit more about our mission. You can find out about our team. You can become a mentor. There's a super simple little application. We just want to know a little bit about you. Then we sit down and talk with you and find out the perfect place for you. And then there's also a donations page. So you can donate to what we're doing and just be a part of what's going on.
That is so fantastic. Now, so if you're listening today, right, and you think that you want to give back 1 hour a week, which is not a lot, it's not a lot, and you have what it takes to mentor youth,
because
that's a big deal.
That's true. You got to be patient. You got to have the time.
If you want to spend a little bit of time making a difference, that they have no idea what kind of difference they're making. I mean, huge.
And it's like a ripple effect because you're impacting that kid, you're impacting the kids around him, you're impacting that family. And then just as they get older, kids who are mentored are like 130% more likely to become a mentor in the future.
Absolutely.
Like, so they're going to be doing what you did for them in the future, and then your investment just keeps going.
It's an amazing thing.
It's over and over and over and over. It's funny, but I've been in this in a role, in a mentorship role, ever since maybe my whole life, but certainly since I retired from the Army. I have my own turkey hunting program, and I teach California Hunter's Ed, and it's all outside leadership, right? And I'll mentor somebody when they're 7 or 8, right? And then here I am 15 years later, and I'll be at the mall, and some dude will come standing next to me with a beard that looks like Robert.
He's gorgeous.
And I'll look over him, I'm like this.
Yeah, what the?
They always say the same thing. You don't remember me, do you?
But you do, because you get to know them. It's so cool. I love that. I love that. And like you made such an impact in that kid's life, they wanted to come find you and be like, hey, let me tell you about what's going on in my life because of what you did in my life.
And so sometimes I have the ability to mentor for just a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But I will tell you what, in just that little bit of time, they pick up a lot.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Right? They pick up a lot.
Sure, like a sponge.
Mentorship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they suck it all in.
Yeah.
And even my own kids, your kids, sometimes you think they're not picking it up. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm right.
You just have to show them what right looks like over and over and over and over. And all of a sudden now they're in their 20s, and you look at them and you're like, all right.
Yes.
I got it. You got it. That's it. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Get up every day and hit the ground running.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys do. And and they will slowly but surely get it. And, you know, probably not 100% success rate, but I'll bet it's pretty high with a program like Catalyst Mentoring.
Yeah. I mean, we saw huge improvement in attendance and huge decreases in behavioral referrals just because somebody's showing up, checking in with them, cares a little bit about what's going on in their life. And we just saw massive change in the kids. And it was because of 1 hour a week playing basketball or playing Monopoly or, you know, it was that investment, talking through how you can talk to your teacher and maybe get an extra chance on your quiz because you didn't understand. Or, you know, having the healthy conversations instead of just being like, I'll never get better. It's asking for better opportunities and trying to figure it out. And that all happens just by having conversations.
And I will bet, I'm just guessing that you guys are very well received in the schools.
For the most part, yeah. The schools really have enjoyed. I think at first they were like, who are you and what do you want to do? But when we show up every week and we're consistent and we do what we say we're going to do and kids are showing up for school now and their behavioral referrals are going down, we had a massive shift in schools really loving us being there. And wanting us to just continue because we're consistent. We do what we say we're going to do. We were at Shasta High all last year. They had the way their wellness center is. We were able to be on the wellness center's campus, and we just showed up every single week. And so their principal was like, you guys are the only ones. You came every single week. You showed up. You're always welcome here. You know, so that's the thing. That's the heart behind Catalyst is we're really relational. We are always there to support kids. We're also there to support the schools. And so we show up. We do what we say we're going to do, and we're consistent. So.
And that, the example
is
important. The example is important. So, Brianna, are you a golfer?
No, I'm actually not. And I can't say that I would be good, but I would certainly give it a good try.
I was going to say, do you have to be good at our golf tournament? I think it's more just about the fun.
Holly and I were so talking about getting my lessons, so I look forward to that day.
Okay. I'm no golfer, but it seems like everybody that golfs, if I ever talk to them about it, tells me, get lessons.
Yeah. We had one guy who was a donor the first year. He donated to Catalyst and came to the golf tournament and was like, I'm going to be terrible. But he had so much fun that he started getting lessons. And now he comes every year and he's like the first one to sign up. He's like, I love it. And it's the reason I started getting lessons because it's so much fun.
That's great.
That is fantastic. Well, I am very, very glad you guys came in today.
Thanks
for setting it up. She got trapped, you know, because she just asked me for a donation. And of course I see the word mentoring, I'm donating. So I donated. Then I thought, man, it'd be great to have those people on the show. I'm like, hey, Brianna, how about you come on the show? And there was nothing for a while. And I thought, oh, okay.
She's like, maybe.
No, it was due to being busy that day.
I promise. I totally get it. I'm horrible at that anyway, you know, getting on my phone and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, lastly, before we end the session, do you have a Facebook page?
We do. It's facebook.com/catalystmentoring. Perfect. You can find us on there.
Perfect. Jenna, Brianne, thank you for coming in today. It was fantastic.
Thank
Good luck
you.
On your golf tournament.
Thank you.
We always need mentors and sponsors for that golf tourney. So contact Catalyst Mentoring, and let's keep you guys healthy in the community. Thanks again for what you do.
Thank you so
much.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Pro Rehab. You've suffered from an orthopedic injury, strain, or sprain? Stop by Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapist Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang are there to get you back into action. 530-533-5030. We'll be right back.
Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, Ted Leidy in for Carl Bott. And my good buddy Robert Balky, founder of United Shasta, is in with us this morning.
Good morning.
Carl and Linda Bott, of course, are on assignment. Carl has already called in once and visited with us, and they called it again and said, let the guests talk, Ted.
Let the guests talk, yeah. We were just engaged. We weren't trying to take over.
No, good conversation. I wouldn't do that. I guess I'm more of a visitor than a great co-host, but whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we like visiting.
Yeah, I like visiting. So I'm going to let the guests talk. And I called you up, I messaged you specifically because Friday the 20th of August, your daughter was the victim of an attempted kidnapping. Now, people don't know the details of this, and I had messaged you, and you didn't get right back to me, and I saw your very emotional TV interview. And it touched me. It really did. And once I learned the details of it, we've been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not dramified. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's horrifying what happened.
It's scary.
So if you can, and you don't mind, kind of give us the details about what went on that evening with your daughter and your sons. First off, she's 16.
Yeah. So, my daughter's 16. She was with my son and his best friend. My son's 14. They were riding the little scooters. They went from the mall, and you know it's still light out. The sun's still shining. It's you know 8 o'clock-ish. They're doing kid things, right? No big deal.
Right.
So they're riding from the mall on some scooters to the movies. The three of them are going to go watch some movies, or a movie. My daughter said at the mall was the first time they saw the guy in the van. Saw Donald Lee Plattner in the van, the pedophile, who is not registered, who is in violation. She said they locked eyes, and from that point on, he did not leave them alone, drove the van and harassed them. Churn Creek and Old Alturas, that intersection, he let out his dog. And, you know, the kids saw him. He let out his dog and then whistled for the dog to come back, and that's when he yelled at my daughter, you know, hey, why don't you come play with my dog here in my van? And she knows, like she's been raised by some amazing parents, me and my wife, and then, you know, her mother, they're strong children. And I'm happy for it that they're strong, but he let his dog out, whistled for it to come back, said, come in the van, play with the dog. She screamed, she cried, she took off. The three of them took off on their scooters as fast as those little things will go and made it to Cinemark. And he actually ended up getting out of the van and tried to fight, my son and his friend. And luckily this community does have heart. And man, I thank you all, every one of you that called the cops, that pulled over to stop, that have reached out to me to tell me the story to, you know, say, hey, we were there. You know, I'm indebted to you guys. If it wasn't for our community, who knows?
Thank goodness for them. Thank goodness for them. Yeah, but and your son also.
Yeah.
You know, they were using the buddy system there.
Yeah, luckily he was brave enough. They were all brave enough to stand up and say, no, this isn't happening. I'll take a fight. I'll do whatever. And, you know, one of the messed up comments that I've said, and it hits home, man, for what's happening in our society and our community is my children were lucky that it was a pedophile trying to kidnap them and not a sex trafficker.
Right.
Because they would have taken all three of those kids without a question. Wouldn't matter who was there. Would have snatched them up, put them in the van, and left. But Donald Lee Plattner is a weak individual that really didn't have the stomach to do what he was trying to do. And I'm glad that my kids are strong. Otherwise, something might have happened. I can only imagine if it was weaker children, what could have happened.
And he was driving a specialized vehicle.
A specialized vehicle. He's got an older van. You know, one of those old, like, family. I can't even remember the brand. I know the brand, the color. It's white with a pink stripe. The door is made out of plywood. When he opens the door, behind the door is a canvas sheet. So this said person can drive around and have the door open and just be hanging out. Looks like the door's closed. It's made for probably one thing.
That is incredible. I mean, that's incredible that we allow that in our community.
Yeah, that he was out, that he wasn't in jail. He's an unregistered sex offender on Megan's Law in violation, living in Shingletown with his twin brother.
That is unbelievable. We've got a caller. Jackie, are you on the line? Jackie,
hey,
good morning.
I am, and I want to call it. Good morning. I want to apologize. I just saw this number to call in that you guys were going to be on this morning, but I haven't been listening, so I don't know what you're talking about. Are you just talking about any community news?
Yeah, we're talking about community news. Yeah.
Community news. Okay, yeah, I've never listened to your station before.
Oh, you're kidding me. Well, you should make it a habit.
Yeah, absolutely. I will. So I'm pretty upset this morning. I just got wind from my son that they have been, teachers and admin have been talking at Foothill High School, and maybe it's probably all of Shasta Union High School District, about possibly going to back to 3 day a week distance learning, or just stopping altogether and making the days up during the summer.
And that's because of the COVID surge?
Yes.
Because of the COVID cases, the staff are actually being hit with it so hard. They don't have the staff to teach.
Wow.
I've heard the rumors as well. Yeah, definitely there's a lot of schools. There's a lot of businesses. COVID's hitting our community hard right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that. I just don't even know what to say about it. Such a tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thing for me is that the kiddos, it just seems like we can figure out a better way than just sending them home again. And then to think that the option may be not just to send them home, but also to send them home with nothing to do, not even distance learning or sports or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like we're more intelligent than that. And I feel like I feel like we've gone backwards, and it just seems like we've had a lot of time to figure this out, to know what has worked and what hasn't worked, and why are we still here?
I completely agree with that. And I doubt they'll send them home with nothing to do. I think they'll go back to distance learning, but I don't know. I'm not in the system, and I don't know. But the staff is a big deal. I know some teachers, and one of them, especially at Foothill, and I know that is something that's going on out there, is they're having a hard time staffing because of the virus. They're getting sick, yeah.
Yeah, and that's across the line. It's not even just our schools. You know, like Becca's Cafe made a post yesterday that they're struggling just to get food, to get their normal food, because their suppliers, they don't have the folks to deliver the supplies, and you know it's a hardship across the board with everything. It definitely sucks.
It is a hardship across the board, but those kids are our future. So I respect, like, business owners, people. You got to provide for your family. You got to provide for kids. Across the board, absolutely, but our kids need to be on the top of that board. Like, we gotta keep them in school. We gotta keep them playing sports, because they're our businesses of tomorrow. Who's gonna run the businesses tomorrow?
And our leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, they are the leaders of tomorrow.
Well, I can tell you, I know a lot of the community, and a lot of teachers, and a lot of educational staff and executives that work at the school district, and definitely 100%. Focused on those kids.
Yeah.
And actually, some of them, one of my buddies' wife, Perry Kremen's wife, Julie, is a teacher at Grant, and they put themselves in harm's way every single day. They want to get back in the classroom. They want to do it. They do not like the Zoom. There is not enough interaction. There's not enough social interaction. There's a lot of stuff going on. So they actually put themselves in harm's way every day to go teach those kids. So I know it's not the staff and the teachers. I know that they would do it if they could. It's just, you know, it is a real thing. And when the entire staff gets sick, sometimes you just can't even run school.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And so that's the question I'm asking. I'm wondering what your guys' thoughts are. So as parents, we hear the teachers saying, so then we go above the teachers and we go to admin and they say their hands are tied. So then we go to the board and the board says their hands are tied. So then we go to our board of supervisor and they say their hands are tied and they blame it on the governor. So,
well you know, back up just a hair, that your school board is elected, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so
if
that's what they're telling you and they think there's, and you think there's a shortfall there, you need to illuminate it and then get someone in there that, you know, and I mean, I know it doesn't do us any good right now, but as a group, as a community, we need to realize that some of these people are elected. And if we had any message right now, because I got to get ready to go to break for a commercial, but it is this: get involved and go vote.
That's
right.
Yeah.
If you don't like the way things are running, get involved and go vote. Board of Supervisors, school board, water board, doesn't matter what it is. Go vote and figure out who you need to put in place to make things work for you. So important. So important. Jackie, thank you for calling in today. And
thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Please become a regular listener and call in anytime. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You betcha. This portion of the show is brought to you by my good buddies, Tim and Logan, over at Cypress Square Barber, man's last stronghold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over there on Cypress Avenue, next to Subway in San Francisco Deli. Go there, make an appointment, get a great haircut, visit with a couple of true patriots and true Americans. They always got a little TV on with some show there that everybody likes, and that thing is a constant stream of who's who. So if you want to get into a good visit, go down to Cypress Square Barber and let him work on that beard or hair.
Right.
We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Seasons Restaurant, located inside Wind River Resort and Casino, just got happier with outstanding appetizers. Stop by Thursday through Sunday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. to enjoy pulled pork fries, coconut shrimp, Southwest quesadillas, and so much more. Your taste buds will be happier at Seasons. Mimosas are not just for brunch. Come try Seasons Tableside Bubbles and Berries Mimosa Bar, delivered right to your table. Thursday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., only $15. Bubbles are better at the river. See WindRiver.com for more details.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Give me love. I like that song. Thank you, Jared. George Harrison. Fantastic bump. I love
excellent
that.
Choice.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here in for Carl today. Carl's on assignment. He'll be back tomorrow. Some of you are probably glad to hear that after my wild shows. I'm here with my beautiful co-host and talented Robert Balky. Right?
Yep. And, thank you.
One thing I forgot when I was talking about Cypress Square Barber. Phone number 530-244-9478. They work by appointment only. Those guys are pretty popular.
That's good.
And so there's just two of them, two chairs, and you know,
great.
It's a regular fashion barbershop. Yeah. And I mean, even on the window it says "Man's Last Stronghold."
Oh, right? Really?
I love that.
Great.
Yeah, they're not afraid.
Yeah,
they're not afraid of anything. So before our caller Jackie, we were talking about the attempted kidnapping. And I know you were too emotional to talk about it for a few days.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about it today. So he had a van that was specially made.
Yeah, for whatever reason. Yeah, he's got a van with a door that's made out of plywood, and you pull the door back, and there's a canvas-type sheet that's covering the entry, and that's what he was driving around with.
Targeting your 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah, targeting my daughter.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this guy.
Yeah.
So what's his name?
His name is Donald Lee Plattner.
And from Shingletown.
From Shingletown, or he lives in Shingletown, or lived in Shingletown with his twin brother Ronnie up there.
Okay.
I won't give his address on the air, but
pretty easy
to find.
Of course. And did he have a pretty lengthy criminal record?
His criminal record started from 1988.
Wow.
So he's got a record. And his charges now, he's got like 8 different charges. He's facing 25 to life. He's still in custody. I check every hour on the hour for the fact that regardless of what the DA or the judge said, the COs, the jail, the deputies in there, if too many violent criminals or whatever that looks like come into jail, he could actually be released. Because of the overflow, because we don't have the room, and they don't consider him a violent criminal, thank you to California.
Yeah.
So he's got charges of attempted kidnapping, harassing a child, trying to fight a child. He's got a whole bunch of
charges. Failure to register.
Yeah, not registering as a sex offender, and that is more common in this county, and I'm sure other counties too, but I don't live in other counties.
Right.
But I'm here in Shasta County. I'm going to be rattling some cages. I'm going to be knocking on some doors. We're going to find out why he was unregistered and how come there was no consequences for why that didn't happen.
You know, that will help us obviously make Shasta County the best California better California
better.
For sure. And, you know, sometimes you just have to illuminate.
Yeah.
What the problem, right? And of course, you know, it's always going to come back to, well, we just don't have the resources. That's not true.
That's not true.
We need to get the resources.
Yeah, there's got to be, this is one of those things where we don't have the resources should not be an excuse.
No.
I'm not happy with it. My daughter and son and his friend are not happy with it. They went through a traumatic experience they will never forget in their entire life because this guy was on the streets doing whatever he wanted. And I don't want to point the finger and say, well, it should have been done this way, it should have been done that way. I want to know how to fix the problem.
Well, because we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how the process works. Right? I've never been in the system.
So. I've got a pretty good idea with all the research that I've done of how the process is supposed to work. Why it failed, I'm not sure. And again, I don't want to blame an agency or agencies for why it didn't work. I want to know how to help them make a better system. That's my goal.
So
in life now.
Of course we're not going to, because it's too late. Blame doesn't matter anyway. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
It's in the past.
Here's the problem when it comes to bureaucracy, right? One agency points at another agency, points at another agency, and next thing you know, we got a committee going, and next thing you know, with a 24-hour news cycle, we got something else on our mind, and we're done.
100%.
And I want to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And I'm going to help you, but it's going to start with some research and some illumination. Where did it go wrong?
Right.
So first things first, if he's supposed to be registered and he's not, that's the first thing. I mean, you know, how does that happen? You would think that he had to get out of prison or jail or wherever he was, and then he had to register. I mean, that just seems simple.
I'm sure he did it at one point, but you're supposed to register every year. So if he got out on, say, today's date, next year, he's supposed to register on the same day or within 5 days of that date. You register every year. If you're homeless, you register every 30 days. There's a ton of different laws and different systems that they're supposed to follow. My question is, why are we giving these monsters all of the freedom to do it on their own?
Right.
It shouldn't. It should be, we should be forcing them to do this. They're affecting children. They're taking away my children's childhood. My daughter and son and his friend will probably not want to ever ride a scooter to the damn movies again.
I completely agree with that, and that's not overstated.
Yeah.
That's not overstated. Because, first off, kids are raised from a young age to believe that adults are going to protect them.
Right.
Until they become an adult themselves, then they become the protector. That's what right looks like.
Right.
Right. Now all of a sudden you got an adult preying upon them and another group of adults that can't protect them.
Yeah.
So we're shattering that for them.
Yeah.
We're shattering it. And so upsetting to me just to think about it. I don't want to go too far here because I'm just going to get mad and Jared's going to start pushing that button.
Right, right. No, I understand.
Me out, right? But somewhere along the line, the ball's dropped. Or maybe everybody's doing the best they can. I want to think that. 100%. I want to think that because I know many people that work in the agencies, right?
There's so many people. And that's why I said I don't want to blame an agency. No. I don't want to blame a person. I don't want to say that you guys aren't doing good enough. I'm saying that we can do better as a society, as a community. I know that I can help do more. I volunteer an ungodly amount of hours anyways.
Sure.
I can volunteer to help with this and you don't even got to pay me.
No.
There's got to be a way that folks can volunteer to keep track of who's registered, who's not registered and go from there. Cause let me tell you, before this happened, and this might sound bad, and probably a lot of people think this way, but it's that it'll never happen to me.
Right.
I'll never have to deal with this. Well, this landed on my front doorstep, and I'm like, what is happening? Now something's got to change.
He reached for the button.
I know, it almost happened.
I saw him reach for the button. Nice work, Jared.
You're so good, but I didn't do it.
You got the reflexes of a cat, brother. I saw that.
I wouldn't do that. No, Carl would be angry. I wouldn't curse on the air.
Our community show,
But let me tell you, since I've dove into this issue, it's a huge issue. And there are more unregistered sex offenders here in Shasta County than I want to talk about. KRC pulled a story the other day about the hero that saved a family from the burning house. Did you see that?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he is a registered sex offender. It's actually in violation. So he was in this woman's house with her children as a sex offender who wasn't registered, who's in violation. Would she have called him a hero if she would have known that? No, probably not. No, and he's in homes every day.
It's the illumination. Now you realize that the pushback's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants it to fall on their – nobody wants it to fall on their shoulders.
Uh-uh.
But if you massage this thing, if you build something, people will come. They will help. You can raise money towards it. Mm-hmm. And you know, it illumination is good for people sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm not going to stop. You can push all you want.
I like it.
Yeah, I push right back.
Oh, I know you do.
I'm a big dude.
I like that.
This is important to me. It's important for all of our kids. You know, I found a quote. If we've got time, I found a quote over the weekend doing some weird research from Neil Postman. The quote is, "Children are the living messages we send to a time we will not see." True. That's important.
It's very important.
It's huge. That hit hard where I'm like, man, all these children that we're supposed to be protecting, your kids, my kids, whoever's kids.
Yeah.
And it's just a failed policy right now.
It's a failed policy.
We need change.
We're going to get it. Robert, thank you so much for being my co-host today.
Of
You're a good brother, man.
Thank
Everybody
you for
have
having
a
me.
Good week. Ted Lighty, Robert Balky signing out. Carl will be back tomorrow.